This year, Paws and Claws Animal Shelter celebrates its 21st anniversary. A resource to Skagway's isolated pet owners, the organization offers nail trim clinics, facilitates a yearly veterinarian visit, and can help with financial support for anybody facing a pet emergency. President and founder Catherine Mosley said the organization started with a stray dog named Skinny. After multiple attempts to catch the dog, who chased cars and wreaked havoc, Mosley was finally able to corral the underfed canine. Skinny became a family pet and inspired Mosley to spearhead Paws and Claws to care for animals in need. According to Mosley, Skinny was Skagway's last stray dog, while a spay and neuter program eliminated Skagway's feral cat population. The absence of homeless animals means the town can help rehome cats and dogs from other areas.
We are very fortunate to live in such an amazing community where so many people are very responsible with their pets here. So that often enables us to actually help out other communities like Angoon. We've helped Tuna. We've helped Cake. We've helped, you know, a lot of places in Southeast Alaska.
In a town with no veterinarian, Mosley and her husband Eric provide basic medical care and end-of-life services in extreme circumstances.
We provide first aid for pets, kind of like, almost like an EMT, until an animal can get to a veterinary clinic. My husband does the in-home euthanasia, which is only for elderly or sick animals.
While Paws and Claws' main focus is rescuing pets in need, they also promote owner education. In honor of National Dog Training Month, Paws and Claws is hosting a contest for both cats and dogs on their Facebook page. Winners receive a training platform or cat condo. To learn more about caring for a pet, visit the Skagway Library's curated display. For KHNS, this is Melinda Munson.